Blog Talk Radio.
What's going on, everybody? What's good? This is Easy, most known unknown Easy Old Soul, back at you one more again. It's been a minute. That much I do know. It has been a minute. It's been crazy. Sitting here watching this San Antonio versus New Orleans game, you know, the Pelicans versus Spurs. I can say the NBA is just very boring right now. It's a ladies' game. This is the first time I can say I've watched a game and I feel like the Spurs are cheating the Pelicans. I feel like the refs are cheating the Pelicans because it's like certain moves I've seen, certain fouls that weren't even given, you know, people getting beat up under the boards. You know, Cousins and Davis themselves, and no calls for the game. So, looks like it's just about over, but you can't never count the Pelicans out. But as of right now, I feel like they're going to lose. We don't know. We'll see. But just wanted to come talk to you guys real quick. You know, of course, I'm not going to do too long of a show by myself. It just makes no sense to me. I don't want to listen to myself for that long. I don't want to feel like y'all got to listen to me for that long. Tried a 30-minute episode, and I realized that I'm going to have to be more optimistic about how I present those episodes when those happen. Because that last one that I promoted, that was something else entirely. Like, I'll be honest with you. I think I deleted that episode. It was terrible. You know, the point was good, of course. That was just the way I wanted to be. You know, I really had to get it out. The difference between a white man's struggle and coming, you know, back from, you know, trying to bounce back from not having a job and starting a new life and all that other stuff versus a black man coming home from prison trying to revamp the life that he has and start anew. You know what I'm saying? And it was still two powerful movies to me. I know I can't compare, you know, being in jail versus being and, you know, just losing a job, but I feel like the stories kind of had two similar views there, so I decided to do that. But I think y'all still should check those movies out. Definitely Imperial Dreams should be. Yep, there we go. I'm sorry, I'm just looking at the game. It looks like a loss. But I wouldn't replay the game because it's very boring, very low scoring. But if you looked at the game, you would see that Davis and them definitely got cheated out of the game. But I digress. We seen the Bulls win this week against the Warriors. Against the Warriors that didn't have a KD, so can't say that's great, but it was capitalizing off of a loss, you know. Hey, for all you KD fans, I'm not wishing that man back to health anytime soon. I'm sorry. That's just the way I feel right now. When he played against Westbrook and them at home and the Thunder was giving them hell and stuff like that, I understand you take it and but the way he was doing it, he was talking way too much shit. You know, I mean, he was talking too slick, man. How can you go back to the town you was playing for, you know, and talk stuff knowing you never bought them anything? You know what I'm saying? If anything, Westbrook was the man around there. You're going to stay the man around there. But the fact that KD came back with so much fire, like, yeah, you know, y'all do what y'all do, but y'all can't mess with me. You know you can't mess with me. It was crazy to see him just be like that because, dude, we know who you are, where you came from. So, and with that, you know what I'm saying? Like, I can respect trash talk. I can respect it very well. It's not hard, you know what I'm saying, when people trash talk. But you're trash talking like you ain't leave a team that was doing good, go to a team that's doing great and all that. You know what I'm saying? So, he's out for about 4 weeks, and then he's going to be reevaluated. But the Bulls took that game regardless. They fought hard. Jimmy Butler did well. I really thought, I still think They gave away two really good players, and it was a stupid choice. But at the same time, some people will feel like it's not. It wasn't a stupid choice, you know. They feel like that. They definitely worked out well. They feel like the Bulls made a smart decision as far as two valued players, but then you can get more fresher and newer players when the draft comes and stuff like that. I don't know. For me, it's neither here nor there. It wasn't like the Bulls was doing great before they left, and I don't know how great they can do without them, but we will see. We will see. Only time will tell. I think Westbrook is feeling a little bit better because he definitely got more help. He now has another shooter. You know, he definitely got a dominant power forward in Taj. So, just got to see. They definitely got to get that worked out. Both teams got to get their stuff worked out. Bulls and the Thunder, potential left. Although the West is slipping, I still think they can take it, you know. Although LeBron is gathering, oh, my God, like crazy. He's gathering a team. He does hurt. They just signed Deron Williams from the Mavericks and Andrew Bogut, formerly of the Warriors, you know. So they got another big man under the hole, and he's just building up his arsenal, I guess. He said Warriors going to go get, you know, four all-stars. I'm going to go try to make an all-star team. What can you say? That's the NBA now. No longer about sportsmanship and how much time you put in. It's about how much money you put into sports. So can't be mad at him for that. As far as Bears go, you know, Bears are going to be the Bears. I hear they're making some silly decisions too. I heard they might not go after Garoppolo for quarterback. That's not really surprising for me. You know, I also heard the Patriots might keep Garoppolo, which is somewhat good, somewhat bad for him, because we know Tom Brady is probably going to spend another year or two. I think he honestly got probably like a good 4 years left in him before he even feel like sitting down. Although he's up in age, I don't feel like he's going to quit anytime soon. So I understand I'm playing second to Tom Brady, but that doesn't mean I want to sit on the bench all my life, especially after the games that he had when he was playing. So that's just something to think about. I'm hoping the Bears still are going to work on defense, as K-Down and Jimmy said, and just get better. You know, it'll be nice for them, and it'd be nice for us to see what's going to happen. Also, I heard that they might not franchise Jeffries. They might trade him. That does happen. I'm not sure where we go from there. But I do believe K-Down has some suggestions. And we're going to hear from him. And so I'm just talking a little bit on the reason why we've been gone for so long. For me, let's just say this is not as lucrative in most cases right now. We want to be able to do shows and have a little more time with the people that we do the show with. It's kind of hard on Blog Talk right now. Not to say that they not still, you know, a great place to join. But the conversations we have kind of get broken up into parts, and, you know, we can't do as much as we want to. And, you know, people sometimes want to hear us go for a little longer than we can. You know, 30 minutes, people be like, I wanted to keep going and the show is great, but 30 minutes ain't enough time. And I hear them on that. You know, I definitely hear them on that. It's not a lot of time when you think about it. I used to think that it was a lot of time. By myself, it is. It's 30 minutes seem like an hour on this damn thing when it's just you talking. But when it's, you know, you and other people and y'all get into a good conversation and you're going back and forth, you know, some good debates and different things like that, then it starts to be like, man, I wish I had more time. I really wish I had more time. And it just ain't been enough time on here. So We've been thinking of new ways to come up with, you know, more time. Some people have suggested through SoundCloud. I believe it is SoundCloud. I'm sorry. I get confused. SoundCloud and SoundClick, both are good sites. But, you know, shout out to The Painful Truth with Ryan, right? Travis Moore, and I'm sorry, Aubrey, if I forget your husband's name. I can't remember his name right now. But nonetheless, you know, they've been doing their podcast on SoundCloud. It's called The Painful Truth. They only got, as far as I know, 2 episodes up. One of the episodes I did hear, it was on monogamy and does social media destroy, I guess, your social life? And both conversations were pretty good. Both conversations were very intellectual. And, you know, they definitely had a lot of good points. I definitely wish I could have joined the conversation. But, you know, it was a great show. So I suggest, you know, support that. Go support that. It was definitely good to see. And also they had a show on politics, you know, Obama leaving and stuff like that. I didn't get to check that one out, so I'm not going to comment on that one. But go check that one out as well. And we might be moving the show a little bit to the same channel. We also will probably be getting an Instagram going. And a couple of other things. I got a blog site right now that I usually do blogging on. And haven't been blogging too much lately because school has been crazy. You know, I've been trying to focus on my last little semester in school. For this is associates, and so I haven't been blogging too much on there. I got about 3 blogs up. My last one was about Valentine's Day, and whether it's, you know, you do it for love, or do we do it just because it's mandatory now, you know what I'm saying? And I just wanted to hear a lot of different views on that. That was actually pretty fun to do. You know, I did a short segment on it, and I felt like what I did was good, because you definitely, when you do Valentine's Day now, it is nothing more than a chore in most cases. Now, I'm not going to say being with my girl is a chore, but you feel that way sometimes. You can't wake up on Valentine's Day and not know that you got to do something special. Now, for us back in the day, you know, it was because you wanted to do something special. But now, like I said, it's a mandatory thing, and I feel like that part is not right. You know what I'm saying? Why should we be pushed into something that we want to do? You know what I'm saying? Most cases, we want to do that type of stuff for our girl. So I don't feel like we should be pushed into having to do that type of stuff. But, you know, I digress. It was still fun. It was fun to do. And I wouldn't mind continuing to do this type of blog. So I got that channel up, you know. I'm gonna hit y'all with these channels sooner or later. You know, that channel is What the Brothers Blog About .blogspot.com. I think y'all should go check that out. You know, definitely some fun talk. Of course, we got the Facebook .com/BroLivesRadio. We got Twitter.com/BroLivesRadio. We're gonna be bringing y'all more content, more video content. You know, things are just going to be coming up, you know, and I'm hoping that you guys like it. I hate staying away from you. I hate not being able to do these videos for y'all. Also got, I'm going to start putting my little blog pages back up, my little videos, you know. I know I was doing them for a while and people were having fun with them, you know. It was definitely hitting home for a couple of people and I stopped doing them, you know, just to really take over this blog talk stuff. And with that, you know, I told myself I got to get back into it. So I'm going to do that. And we just going to keep working. We should have some fun. Trust me, we're going to get to some videos. We're going to get to some interviews. And y'all going to love what we got coming next. So I'm going to check out with y'all, you know. Hopefully the next time I talk to y'all, I'll be talking with K-Down and everything like that. But we're going to see y'all later. This is Easy, Most Known Unknown, Easy Old. So I'm out of here.